Grasshopper New Media presents.
Ladies and gents, it's the Great Big Small Business Show, starring Becky McCray.
Hello, and welcome to the Great Big Small Business Show. I'm Becky McCray. Today's bonus episode is all about your feedback. We have some comments that were called in to our listener line. That number is 206-666-3768, and we welcome all kinds of questions and comments and feedback. Our first item is going to come from David Finch, and he is calling with some additional information and his thoughts on our recent show on the topic of failure. David?
Hello, this is David Finch calling from Louisville, Kentucky. I recently completed the latest episode on dealing with failure and like to leave just a quick comment. As I listened to all of the contributors give their presentation on failure, I caught myself looking back at things in which I failed in. And like all of the contributors, yes, I've learned many lessons. Unfortunately, sometimes I've had to learn the hard way. And sometimes I've actually learned lessons because of past failures, helping me in new endeavors and new projects. But one of the things that I have struggled with is not necessarily it's been the risk or even dealing with failure. It's been starting over. Convincing those around me, my sphere of influence, family members, that the latest thing I'm doing is the greatest thing that I'm doing. Hey, that's it. Just wanted to say thanks for all your efforts, all your hard work. The show's fantastic. I never miss an episode. Thanks.
Thanks, David. We really appreciate you taking time to give us your feedback, but also to share your thoughts on failure and starting over. Next, we have a question from a listener, and this one is from Vince, and he has a question about business structures. Vince?
Hi, my name is Vince. This message is for the Great Big Small Business Show. I was wondering if you could take the time to describe a non-profit, not-for-profit type business model and compare it to a traditional corporate type business. Thank you.
That's a terrific question, Vince. Thanks for calling in with it. I'm going to take a stab at answering this question because I have helped to start both kinds of organizations, both profit and not-for-profit. But let me say, I am not an expert in this, and this is the type of question where it would be definitely in your best interest to consult with an expert on these matters. Now, in my opinion, there are three reasons that might play into why you would pick a nonprofit status. The first one would be when revenue is not your main goal, and that's because nonprofits can fall under some increased scrutiny or fall into trouble when they generate excessive unrelated income, that is, income that's not related to their primary purpose. So if generating lots and lots of revenue is not the main goal, then nonprofit may be right. The second factor that might go into that would be donations or grants. If you want to receive donations or grants for your business or your organization, then it needs to be a nonprofit, and it needs to be recognized by the Internal Revenue Service under Section 501(c)(3) or the appropriate section depending on the type of not-for-profit that you have formed. And that's another complex question, and it has become more difficult in recent years to acquire 501(c)(3) designation because it has been abused. Now, the third reason that you might look at nonprofit is when you are definitely ready for scrutiny. That is, that you are doing this for a very community-minded or public purpose, and you are ready for the public scrutiny that comes with that. On the other side of the coin would be when would you go with a definite for-profit status? And there were two things that I thought of here. The first is that if instead of donors, what you want are shareholders, if you want to be able to allow people to reap the profits that the benefit that the business generates, then you want to definitely be a for-profit organization. The second factor would be if you ever want to be able to sell out. If you want to be able to sell out of your business, it will need to be a for-profit business and not a non-profit organization, which you can't really sell. Now, those are just my thoughts on this matter. I strongly encourage that you get some professional advice on this question. But Vince, thank you very much for calling with this question. I encourage everyone to call or stop by our website and leave a comment with any questions that you have about any aspect of small business or just your feedback about our show here. Our listener line number is 206-666-3768. And our website, of course, is gbsbs.com. Thank you all and have a great week.